Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine that uplifts women business owners. If you know a woman who owns a business, be sure to tell her that we can help her expand her network of potential customers. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be raising awareness about air quality in Atlanta and what we can do to improve it. My guest today is a native of Buffalo, New York. She is a graduate of Johns Hopkins University and received her master's degree from the State University of New York and a second master's degree in public health from Emory University. She started her company, Danabase, to assist nonprofit organizations with managing their information. It is an honor to have on the phone today one of our newest clients who will be featured in our upcoming online magazine, People You Need to Know, Business Women in the City, and a woman who is passionately educating people in the Atlanta community on healthier, eco-friendly choices, or some may say healthier, eco-friendly choices. Ms. Dana Lee, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Spark Plug, thank you so much for giving me this platform, and I really am so appreciative of what you're doing for women businesses here in the area. Thank you today.
All right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about this topic and about this opportunity, so thank you again.
Are you ready to raise awareness about air quality in Atlanta and tell our listeners how we can improve it?
That's right. I do that every day.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell us real quickly, what is your motivation for raising awareness about air quality in Atlanta?
Well, it's a personal mission for me, since both of my sons, who are right now 9 and 5, are asthmatics, and my father suffers from emphysema. So it's a struggle that I face daily. And as I've educated myself more about the topic, I realize how many of our children are affected by this poor air quality. So it's a personal mission, but it's grown stronger because it's not just about my children. It's about everyone's children, everyone that has a compromised respiratory system.
What's the most important thing you've learned so far in your studies about this topic?
Well, one thing is it disproportionately affects children of color, a lot of the issues that we face, particularly in this area, we can take personal responsibility and we can reduce the harmful effects of polluted air.
Well, let's get right down to the nitty-gritty, okay?
Sure.
Tell our listeners, what exactly is air pollution and what causes it?
Well, and specifically, well, air pollution, the reason why we have such an issue here in this area is the main contributor to poor air quality is vehicular traffic and over-the-road trucks. So you also hear about air pollution referred to as smog. So it's just the different pollutants that are in the air that cause a lot of us, you hear a lot of people, you know, clearing their throat and coughing. Those are just some of the regular effects that people experience on a regular day.
So when is air quality at its worst in Atlanta?
Particularly May to September, when the temperatures are a little bit are elevated, of course.
Okay.
And so that's why there's so many restrictions for, like, for example, burning things in the area, because that contributes, again, to the poor air quality.
So in the summer and early fall, when I often hear on the news reports about code red or code yellow days, tell us exactly what do these code classifications mean.
Well, that's interesting. That was one of the things that drew my attention to this issue, because when I would sit in at my daughter's morning meeting, the principal would let us know what day it was, And so the range is, it's a range set up by the Environmental Protection Agency. So the range is from green to black. So the first range is a standard of 0 to 50. So that tells you, like, what types of substances and gases are in the air, the proportion of that. So the air pollution, which is the ozone and the nitrous oxides and the sulfur dioxides and all the particulate matters, what percentage of that is in the air? So in their air range, which was recently changed for the better, which is good, the first level is 0 to 50, which is green. So that means that it's, the air quality is good, and regardless of your health concerns, you can participate in outdoor physical activity without really any health concerns. And then it progresses from 51 to 100, which is the yellow, and so that's considered moderate. And I looked it up today, and today in the Atlanta area, it's 80. So that means at this level, it's mostly safe for most people, but people who suffer from asthma, especially children, are really susceptible. So you really need to be conscious about that. So if your child usually uses an inhaler, then you need to send that inhaler, for example, with them to school. And then it progresses to orange, which is unhealthy. And then for sensitive groups, then unhealthy for everyone and very unhealthy, and then hazardous, that everyone should avoid outdoor exertion. So in the Atlanta area, the reason when we say that we have poor air quality, it's because we have more days that are orange, for example, than in other areas.
Okay. Well, let's get right down to the personal level. Can you share how each one of us in the metro area contributes to air pollution?
Well, I think since the major contributor is vehicle traffic, it's what we're driving. And in Atlanta, it's currently under debate about how we're going to address our traffic issues. And without a public transportation system similar to other cities, it's difficult for people to get around unless they have a car. So the more cars we have on the road, the more pollution we're going to see. And when we don't have transportation plans that prevent increased idling and backups, then that contributes to the pollutants in the air. So there are a couple of things that contribute to it, not only driving, but how are we communicating our concerns to our legislators on the local level so they can fight for legislation and additional funding so we can address our transportation congestion in this area.
Well, where can our listeners obtain additional information about Atlanta's daily air quality predictions?
There is a website. It's the air. It's the Air Quality Index website, and I will also post that on my Facebook and on my website. But it's www.air.dnr.state.ga.us, and when you have that kind of website too, you can substitute in your particular state, because I know that you have listeners from all over. They can also check the air quality in their respective cities.
All right. Well, what are some of the health implications of air pollution?
There are many. As I alluded to a little bit earlier, I think everyone experiences from time to time a runny nose, rubbing their eyes, clearing their throat. So those are on the basic level, how we are affected. But people with asthma have increased asthma attacks. There are also a lot of research on the number of ER visits due to this poor air quality reflected by those asthma attacks. People who, like I told you, older people who have emphysema, it could be as a result of not just what their personal actions are, but the atmosphere as well. So those are the main issues. It makes asthma symptoms worse, and also repeated exposure to these levels will give people asthma, or they develop asthma when they otherwise would not have gotten it if they lived, for example, in a different area.
So Atlanta's poor air quality is a personally affecting our lives. How?
Well, it increases your medical costs. It also, think about it, there are more days that your child could be missing school. that could be more days that you're missing work as well, not just for your health, but their health, attending additional doctor's visits. So there's a significant financial impact, because going to the ER, for example, is more expensive than seeing your regular primary physician, and also the prescription drugs that are required to, for many people to maintain a quote-unquote normal activity while suffering from asthma.
Mm. Well, what are the top five ways that you and your family reduce your contribution to increased ozone levels?
Well, what we do, and we chose to live in a community that's a walkable community, so we don't have to use our vehicle all the time. And I think that's really important, and I see Atlanta expanding their views on how to address this issue with increased pollution by providing communities where people can walk to stores and restaurants and libraries and such, so we don't have to do so many short trips. So I try to really make a conscious effort to choose walking or biking. My boys just had their birthday this past month, and we got them new bikes, and our family will all have bikes, so now we can bike together, because previously only a few of us had it. So with a large family of five, everyone has to have a bike to participate. So that's a conscious decision that we made, an investment we made. Also, I encourage people to drive, when they do drive, that they choose an environmentally friendly vehicle. And sometimes that could be more expensive, but in the long term, we can think of all the advantages, not just the health advantages, but the financial advantages by saving on fuel. Secondly, you can use carpooling as an option. I've been fortunate to attend a school where we have several friends who live in the area, and we take turns carpooling. And you can take this a step further. If there's a birthday party or an event where you know your friends are going, take that extra step to coordinate a carpool. You can also think strategically when you're doing your errands, so you can combine trips so you're not wasting gas. Because, again, if you're not using as much gas, then you're not contributing enough or more into the atmosphere. Thirdly, so I went from trying to drive an environmentally friendly vehicle, and there are lots of options out there, to better managing when you are driving, whether you're carpooling or combining trips. And then thirdly is the maintenance. If your car is well maintained, then that means that your car is working more efficiently. And when your car is working more efficiently, you're burning the optimal level of fuel. So checking the tire pressure and also checking to make sure that your oil change is up to date really contributes to a good working vehicle. And the fourth is idling. We have to make a decision, a conscious decision, when it might be easier to go through the drive-thru. Of course, I know that is. I don't want to always take three children into a drive-thru, whether it's a bank or going to get something to eat. But if we chose to park the car and then walk inside, then we're reducing the more pollutants into the air. And then lastly, what we do is we put something in our car every time we fill up, and that reduces emissions by a third. So those are the top five things that I advocate for and I share with others and that I personally take into account to reduce my impact.
Well, tell us about what this is you put into your car.
It's called Extreme Fuel Treatment, and it is a comprehensive fuel treatment. It was developed by NASA chemists who won the Nobel Prize for a burn rate modifier. And basically, it makes your vehicle run more efficiently. So the example we like to give is if you put a cake in the oven, if you put it in under the broiler, it's not going to burn. It's going to burn, and it's not going to bake efficiently. You're going to have the top layer that's burned, and the inside is not working. So this reduces the temperature about 400 degrees, so you have a more even burn. So when your fuel is working more efficiently, less is escaping out the tailpipe. So the research has shown that you reduce your emissions by 30% every time you use this product.
Wow. So you have to use this every day. What's the name of this particular product again, and where can people buy it, and how much is it?
Okay. It's called Extreme Fuel Treatment, and you use it every time you fill up your tank. And I know with these rising fuel prices, not too many people like to fill their tank up, but it's a quarter ounce. It's a super concentrated liquid that you add just right before you fill up your tank. And you can get it through my website, which is database.info, and it averages about $4 a treatment. What's really interesting, though, not only does everyone receive the environmental benefit of reducing emissions by a third, most people, after the third or fourth treatment, get an additional 15% or more in fuel economy.
Wow.
And that's huge. Because think about it. Okay, so I told you it's $4 per treatment, which is basically $4 a tank. When you get a 15% increase in fuel economy, when fuel is about $4 a gallon, you're getting $12 in increased fuel economy. So that's what a 300% return on investment. Not even counting the benefits of us taking our personal responsibility by reducing emissions.
Mm. So you can reduce emissions, save money, and get better gas mileage.
Correct. Correct.
Wow. All right. Well, how can we bring more awareness to this issue?
What I've tried is going to schools as well. Earth Month, it was a big year for me. In 2012, I was able to visit more schools to tell them about this, to share about this issue, because it has to really become a part of our way of life. I think about recycling as an example. It used to be somewhat of a burden, or, you know, I really didn't appreciate the value of recycling. And it's just something simple as separating your garbage. And now I notice I have much more to recycle than I have as garbage. And that was a progression. And once people understand and are educated about this issue, then I firmly believe that we'll take that extra step. You'll take that extra 15 seconds to put something, you know, an additive in there, or to map out what you're going to do during a certain day when you're doing your errands, or to make a phone call so you can carpool with someone to an event, or do some more research before you buy your next vehicle, or making sure, you know, keeping track in your calendar when you've done your last oil change or what have you. It is just something that we have to take a personal responsibility for. I can't emphasize that enough. And once you understand how we are personally contributing to this poor air quality, not just here but worldwide, then I believe that people will take the extra step. And there was an informal survey done on behalf of Mothers and Others for Clean Air, that most people, when they know and are educated, that they will support legislation that enforces things like emission standards or different standards for companies and vehicles, so we can reduce this issue. Because, like I said, it's not just for us. It's for our children and our children's children's children.
All right. Well, now, before we bring this interview to a close and tell our listeners how they can connect with you, wrap it up one more time and tell our listeners why this topic is so very, very important, not just to them but to the world.
Okay. Well, our air quality in Atlanta creates ozone, which is an irritant to most people. So, like I was saying, healthy people will develop itching feeling in their throats, and it can make asthma worse. And as we discussed about how it will increase not just the physical cost on your child and on yourself, but it increases the financial burden. And repeated ozone causes significant people who wouldn't develop asthma otherwise to develop it. And someone even put a number on it. The economic costs associated with ozone's health effects exceed $1 billion a year.
Mm.
And The only, in order to reduce your family's exposure, you need to know the ozone level each day. So there's a website you can check for that. And we're all responsible for contributing to the ozone program problem in some ways. So those pollutants are coming from our vehicles. So we need to think about what vehicles we're driving and make a conscious decision on what type of vehicle we're going to drive and how we're going to drive it, and think about alternative ways that we can get around. In addition to just the transportation piece, things like if we make a commitment to personal action, and I encourage you to visit Mothers and Others for Clean Air, these are some of their personal actions that they try to encourage people to make a commitment of at least three of these. One is to change their light bulbs, because if you reduce your energy usage, that also helps to improve air quality, reduce energy consumption, using public transportation, even purchasing locally grown food sends a message that we don't need to go far away and use transportation costs to bring our food here. We need to really support local farmers. So it goes so far beyond the transportation topic, but it comes home to everybody that it's our personal responsibility, and it is affecting our most susceptible in our world, which is our children. And if we don't make this decision now, we don't educate our children, we're going to be walking around with masks like people are doing in the Far East, because the air quality is going to get even worse.
Well, tell our listeners how they can connect with you or contact you to learn more about this very important hot topic.
I encourage everyone to visit my webpage, which is danabase.info, D-A-N-A-B as in boy, A-S-E.info. I'm also on Facebook under the same name, Dana Base. And there are so many different organizations that are supporting legislation that will reduce the harmful impacts that we're all contributing to. And I encourage you to visit Mothers and Others for Clean Air. There's also a Mom's Clean Air Force. And we're not leaving out the fathers or the grandparents, but it's for anyone who wants to support better air quality.
All right. Well, Ms. Dana Lee, owner of Danabase, an organization that helps people be a part of the solution and not a part of the pollution. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you again, Sparkplug.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, this is Sparkplug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it, because I believe that when women succeed, the nation prospers. Thanks again for tuning in to Sparkplug Radio.